Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let's hear from you. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Real radio, for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
I see the WhatsApps that have come in. I see them. I will play them. You can continue to send more and more of the WhatsApp. We'll play them. Let me just give this opportunity. Since Muruti Mraka had two opportunities, I must give also the second opportunity to Pastor Sam. Muruti, when we look into Psalms chapter 19, verse 14, it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Elohim. Let them be acceptable in your sight. One who has a spiritual mind is one whose mindset is acceptable in the sight of the Most High. Now, this is the perfect standard of all. If it's not acceptable, it's not a spiritual mind. And we know that the Father will guide us towards that which is acceptable in His sight. The onus is on us. Pastor Sam.
Yeah, thank you very much. Actually, yeah, you know, the Bible says that God, the Lord Almighty is a spirit, and then we have also to be a part and parcel of Him. Remember that in the book of John, the Bible is saying that the book of John 1 says that those who have accepted Him were not born of the flesh or any kind of descent, but they were born of the Spirit, meaning that we've been accepted from His nature. Now, we have now His nature. We live according to His nature. Mm. This is why the Bible says that do not be led by the flesh or by the desires of the flesh, but be led by the Spirit, that we may accomplish the works of God. The works of God, when you go to the book of Galatians, Psalm 19, that says, may the word from my mouth and the thought of my heart be acceptable to you, O Elohim, my rock and my salvation. Now, what happened is this. We have to be all the time put up wherever that is of God. That's what makes us, be accepted in His presence. Now, whenever we do not let ourselves or do not allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit of God, we cannot reflect Him. That means we are just outside. And if we cannot reflect His image, then we cannot be acceptable to Him. Now, for us to be acceptable to Him, there are things that have to come out of us. Read about that my word, the word of my mouth, and the thought of my heart. I mean, everything that I am has to be reflecting about Elohim, about God. Now, there is a scripture that is in Philippians, Philippians 4, out from verse 8. This is, Paul speaking and saying something. He said, finally, brothers and sisters, keep your thoughts on what is in mind.
Yes.
And all deserve praise. Things that are true, honorable, fair, pure, acceptable, and commendable. Practice what you've learned and received from me, what you've heard and saw me do. Then the God who gives peace will be with you. In other words, the one who gives peace will accept you. And if you do whatever you do, don't think about any other thing, but think about the things that are honorable, things that are pure, are clean. And in our life, you know, when you wake up in the morning, start walking on the street, if every single person could think about the things that are pure and clean, I don't think that we have been seeing people almost dressed naked on the street. Because you are thinking about your body being in the temple of God. I'm talking about if everyone could think that way. But now you see that not everyone is a child of God, that's one thing we know. But even when it comes to the children of God, whatever comes out of their mouth, sometimes you want, whatever that they are meditating, you're making about meditation of the word. Mm-hmm. Whatever they are meditating, sometimes you wonder. They might be meditating how they're going to hurt somebody, how they're going to do this, how they're going to do that, they are jealous in somebody, how they're envying or angering somebody. And then when you think of, if God could allow us, if everyone could allow us to go into people's minds and pick up whatever everyone is thinking, either for about us or about anything, I think it should have been a very difficult kind of way to live. I mean, we should not be living on this planet because we don't know what people are thinking about you. Maybe they're thinking how they can kill you. They're thinking how they can destroy you. You know, this is what now Paul is saying. If you want to be acceptable in the presence of the Father, if you want the Father to be with you all the time, if you want the Father to even make his ways work for you, think about this thing. Finally, as you look at it, brothers and sisters, keep your thoughts on whatever is right or deserves praise. Things that are true, honorable, fair, pure, acceptable, and commendable. If you can do that, the Father in heaven, the one who is in control of everything, will be pleased with you. He will accept you. And the moment he accepts you, you know what will come after. Everything will be better. That's what people today are not prepared to. We can think about it. We can say, we can talk about it. But are we prepared to live it? Faith is a good thing, but living it is better. People are not living. They can read the Bible. They can say whatever the Bible says, but living it becomes a problem. That's why James says, faith without works is almost dead. That means you cannot be talking about something that you've read from somewhere, but you cannot live it. You cannot practice it. And we are called to practice the things that will usher us into the presence of the Father, the things that will allow us to be perfected in a way, the things that will allow us to be kept above anything. Today, if you want to live a life that is above anything, a life that can make you be strong in whatever situation, think about these things that Paul has mentioned.
Thank you so much. And of course, let me welcome Mukhaitzi because she says she's listening. All the way in the walk home, eh? Also, she's tired. She's going to take a bath. Wow. You better listen to us throughout. And we are talking about the spiritual mind, what the spiritual mind is even all about. We trust the Father will just do you good, bless you in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729.
Mamela inkqubo iHeart to Heart no Ayanda Nelemba. Rhoqo ngolwesithathu ukusukela ku 12 to 3 p.m. Sishukuxa ezempilo ezokuhlala nezoluntu. Sithi chatha nomculo othomalalisa inhliziyo. Vuseleleka ku Heart to Heart qho ngolwesithathu ngo 12 to 3 emalanga. Mamela ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Okanye ufumane podcast ku radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
All right, Babongani, greetings.
Sakubona mfundisi uRay ke no mfundisi uMrake no Professor Kabamba isihloko spiritual mind la siyapaka ke kuleli verse ke lika Romans chapter 8 verse 6 indikimba ke yendaba ikulona leli verse lithi 4 to be carnally minded is death but to be spiritual minded is life and pleasure. Carnal minded is those who are after the pleasures of this world and also the love of the material things and sexual immorality. All these the works of the flesh, which brings death. And then to the spiritual minded, there is life and peace. This is internal life and also the peace which will be found after death. And the mind of the spirit is under the control of the spirit. When the mind is set on the things of the spirit, it is the spiritual mind or the mind of the spirit. When our minds are set on the things of God, we love God, desire prayer, want to study the word, forgive quickly, trust God's word, and live holy. The tool for strengthening the mind of the spirit is to meditate on the word. A spiritual mind is a persistent desire or hunger for the things of God. Let's read on John chapter 4, verse 20. And also this verse says, if you communicate with God, he is spirit and can only be worshipped in the spirit and truth. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. The spirit governing the mind is the meaning of walking according to the spirit. Our mind has to be renewed first to become a spiritual mind, a mind led by the spirit. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3 reads as follows. We worship God in the spirit and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. Philippians chapter 3, verse 17 to 20. Each of us has the choice of which mind to cultivate, which way we walk, and in the walking way we have, where we have end, where we shall end up. We have to choose where we shall end up. Either we have citizenship in heaven or we don't. We can read that in Romans chapter 8, verse 13. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, we can also read on our own. Colossians 3, verse 2. You are spiritual minded when you let the Holy Spirit control your thoughts, emotions, words, and conduct. Being spiritually minded is simply living and walking by the Holy Spirit. Paul said, if we are living by the Spirit, let us be guided by the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. May the good Lord bless you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. We really appreciate. And of course, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Mama Maureen Pakula.
Good evening.
Thank you, ma'am.
Greetings to you, Brother Ray.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Greetings to all the pastors and greetings to all that the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Thank you, ma'am.
Here is the word that I want to bring. As we are heading to the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I'll start by singing the song that says, Ikazi elemvana, Ikazi elemvana, Ikazi elemvana, Ikazi elemvana. Ikazilemvana, it is the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed at Golgotha, at Calvary. That is why even today we are still standing, calling upon his name because of Tina, as children of God. We believe in him. We trust in him. We have faith in him. So here is the way that I am bringing. Philippians chapter 1:21, verse 27, it reads as follows. Now, the important thing is that your way of life should be as the gospel of Christ requires, so that whether or not I am able to go and see you, I will hear that you are standing firm with one common purpose, and that with only one desire, you are fighting together for the faith of the gospel. Don't be afraid of your enemies. Always be courageous, and this will prove to them that they will lose and that you will win, because of it is God who gives you the victory. As the children of God, we have to have one common purpose. Yani, yokuthi sazi ukuthi uJesu uyinkosi nomsindisi wempilo zethu. We should stand firm. Stand firm. When shuthi, the word says 27. Now the important thing is that your way of life should be as the gospel of Christ requires. Meaning that we cannot do anything other than that what Christ requires from us.
Yes.
Here is the another word that I would like to bring. Hebrews chapter 10. I'll start to read from verse 10. Hebrews 8 verse 10. It reads as follows. Now this is the covenant that I will make with the people of Israel in the days to come, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. None of them will have to teach their fellow citizens or say to their fellow citizens, know the Lord, for they will all know me. Lapha alikhulumi no Israel kuphela, likhuluma nathi thina simamukela uJesu njengenkosi nomsindisi ukuthi we will never teach people. Why? Because of Jesus Christ himself. Yena uzobe yenzeni? Uthi he will put his laws in our minds, and he'll write his laws in our hearts. Then we won't be able angithina angeke kuzo umuntu athi ngizonifundisa lokho naloko ngani, ngoba yena uzobe sifundisile umthetho wakhe. So verse 11, it is, none of them will have to teach their fellow citizens or say to their fellow citizens, know the Lord. Why? Because of they will all know me, from the least to the greatest. I will forgive their sins and will no longer remember their wrongs. By speaking of a new covenant, God has made the first one old, and anything that becomes old and worn out will soon disappear. So I thank you, Brother Ray, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, ukuthi ngempela, in our mind and in our hearts, our thoughts, God has written his laws, and the Tina, we should do what is required by Jesus Christ. We should have one common purpose, yokuthi senze ini, to do
His will.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you so much, Mama. Good evening.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills, it's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Dingane has sent a WhatsApp there. Thank you so much, Dingane. Dingane says, and set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. Colossians 3 verses 2. That is Dingane there. Thank you so much, Dingane, for this. We really appreciate. All right. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And talk to us directly there. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. What is a spiritual mind?
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Babongane.
Sabona mfundisi Ray no mfundisi Murake no Professor Kabamba. Isihloko spiritual mind. Lana ke siyapaka ke kuleli verse ke lika Romans chapter 8 verse 6 kodwa ke indikimba ke yendaba ke ikuyo yonke ke le chapter ke ka 8. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Ilokuzana carnally minded is just thinking about material things, the love of pleasures and sexual immorality, which brings death. But to be spiritual minded is life and peace. This is internal life and peace which will be felt in heaven. The mind of the Spirit is under the control of the Holy Spirit. When the mind is set on the things of the Spirit, it is the spiritual mind or the mind of the Spirit. When our minds are set on the things of God, we love God, desire prayer, want to study the Word, forgive quickly, trust God's Word, and live holy. The tool for strengthening the mind of the Spirit is to meditate on the Word. A spiritual mind is a persistent desire or hunger for the things of God. John 4, chapter 24. If you communicate, this verse means if we communicate with God, He is Spirit and can only be worshipped in the Spirit and truth. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Spirit governing the mind is the meaning of walking according to the Spirit. Our mind has to be renewed first to become a spiritual mind, a mind led by the Spirit. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. We worship God in the Spirit. and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh. Philippians chapter 3, verse 17 to 20. Each of us has the choice of which mind to cultivate, which way we walk, and in the walking way we shall end up to. Either we have citizenship in heaven, or we don't. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. You are spiritual minded when you let the Holy Spirit guide, direct, govern, rule, dominate, or control your thoughts, emotions, words, and conduct. Being spiritually minded is simply living and walking by the Holy Spirit. Paul said, if we are living by the Spirit, let us be guided by the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. May the good Lord bless you and keep you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, Dingane also comes back again and says, evening saints, the spiritual mindset is about being guided by the mind of the Word of God. Spiritual mind easily understand the things of God without being questionable. They are easily acceptable because they are spiritually discerned, setting their mind into the things above, into spiritual mentality, that is the mind which was in Christ. We're taking your calls. Hello there, hi.
Well, evening. Hey, firstly, I'd like, we need to define what is a spirit.
Yeah.
There's a difference between spirit and spiritism.
Yes.
You hear today people saying African spirituality. Mm. There is no such. That is spiritism. They borrow, they hijack words from the scripture and make it them. Mm. And take things from a culture and fit them into a scripture, vice versa. That was the confusion that was created by the oppressor when they came here. Mm. Pastor Murake quoted the verse I was going to quote, John 6:63. It says, the spirit quickeneth, and the flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak a spirit and life. That's a definition. When you see the word spirit, yes, there's a Holy Spirit and other spirit. But when you say the word spirit in terms of the scriptures, it means the words that are written in the Bible.
Mm.
If I say in the beginning God created heaven and earth, that is, I mean the spirit. That's what he's saying. When you are praying, you don't say Funi BMW Mercedes, but you say things that are written in the scripture as spirit, then that thing will be fulfilled. If you say something that is not there, that is why he says the time will come when people will worship him in spirit. Yeshua teaches us how to be in the spirit. He defeated the devil in the desert by quoting Amavesai 3, which means he quoted the word, he quoted the spirit. The devil, when he tempted him about the hunger, He said, nothing, a man does not live alone with bread, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, which is spirit, is written by Unkulunkulu. And then when he tempted him to jump, he refused. He quoted the scripture. And then when he tempted him to bow to him, he quoted the scripture. So that's how we should live. And people who are not in spirit, we know where they are. They are in jail. They are in trouble. They are attending cases of corruption. They are divorcing. They are fighting. They are in trouble because they are not walking or living in the spirit. In the spirit, yeah, it's not more. I'm a pie pie. That's not the spirit. Spirit is not an oxygen floating somewhere in the air. It's something that is in the word, because the world was created by the spirit, by the word. Of the Most High, because it tells us in John 1:1 that in the beginning the Word was with God and the Word became God. That is the Spirit. So everything that was created was created through the Spirit, through the Word. So Tina, everything that we do today to be in the Spirit, to be spiritually minded, is to say or do everything that is in the Scripture. Umuntu nakati asiyo tshontsha ukhotha iExodus. Thou shalt not steal. Umlagati asi kulume amangalo simbambise simcoshise emsebenzini. You quote e Bible. Thou shalt not lie. If umuntu asizikhiphe siyabangena abantu bethu akekho namhlanje uyasho ukuthi do not covet. Then we are in the spirit. That's how it's supposed to be. And anything you do, say or think, it must be coming from the scripture, from the word. Not our own thing. Imagine a lawyer, now you ask you a case, she has one of the TV managers, I'm a politician. They talk nothing but the law. They quote the scripture so that they become understandable and the point they across the language you are called. So not we say understand Unkulunkulu. Unkulunkulu will not accept anything he didn't give you or didn't write. You cannot create your own thing. You won't understand it. It's going to be filtered out. That is why he's put everything that he wants you to say to him in the Bible, in the scripture. So you read that back to him, then you activate the angels to do what you want Unkulunkulu to do for you. In short, spirit is the word from Genesis to Revelation, amen. Anything in between there, it's spirit is spiritual. Not African spirituality, which is spiritism. It's another topic. Spirit is quoting scripture word for word, whatever you do or say, and do the commandments. That's it. Yeah. This weekend, this is what I want to say.
Yeah.
Our leaders, they don't trust the Most High. They are in power, but watch this weekend where they're going to go. All of them are going to flock somewhere. They're going to be wearing suit and taking orders from another person. And we've seen some of them bowing and asking for blessing from other men. What does the Spirit say in Jeremiah? It cursed is the man who put his trust in men. But blessed is the man who put his trust in the Most High. So our people, I don't know, Uti, are we? I don't want to use the word backward or not stupid, because we're not supposed to say that. We want to follow a person who worships another person. We want to follow a person who has no confidence in the Most High, who goes somewhere right before our eyes to ask for powers. And then we watch him. We watch this weekend where they're going to flock to. Because they're preparing for the elections. All of them, you watch. They're going to be sitting in front row. You watch. I'm not going to mention.
Yeah.
All of them. And they don't go to the churches where they're baptized.
Yeah.
Where they married to. No, they'll go somewhere. There's certain places. They don't go where to get a power from the Most High, the Spirit. They go to other men to bow and seek. And these are we must take these people serious that they can lead this country. That is why I say a king has already been chosen for us. We are sure. He's going to prepare a place for us. He's going to come back. When he returns, if you find yourself sitting in his throne, in his seat, you are in trouble. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Hey. Yeah, all right. Here's another one. This one is from Philip Masango saying, good evening, Pastor. As a spiritual mind, it's God-likeness. In the cross, there was a conversation of two sinners. Jesus stood still, giving them an opportunity to repent. He was supposed to be recognized by the two sinners and the world. The sun and the mountains and the death testify that he is the Word of God. Pastor Masango there. Thank you so much, Pastor Masango. And okay. Here's another one also from Pastor Masango. It's the same thing. Yeah, no, it's the same thing. It's the same thing from Pastor Masango. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. A spiritual mind, what it is even all about. When we talk about a spiritual mind, what do we mean? But Bongan, I don't know. Maybe I'm mistaken here.
Sanbonani ke bathandwa ke lapho ke ngibingeleleke futhi kuwe ke Pastor Ray no Pastor Murake ke no Professor Kabamba. Hey angixolise ke ngenza iphutha ke lapho ngokusheshsha ke ukuthi ke ileli verse for to be carnally minded is death, yes. But to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Mayela kuthiwa ke peace ngabuya ke ngathi pleasure,
yeah,
life and pleasure ke iphutha ke lelo ke angihoxiseke lapho ke ngixoliseke ngendlela ke ngibeke ngayo ke angibonge ke niphile ke nonke egameni lika Jesu. Amen.
Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu, inkosi kubusise baba. Ngizile leyo but ngabona nami ukuthi hayi iphutha leli.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. Now, let me bring this to you, Mruti Mraka. We are entering the end of the show. Now, Pastor Sam has spoken about Philippians 4, verses 8. When you look into Proverbs, chapter 12, verses 1, it says, the thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. When one has a spiritual mind, we would see that their thoughts, what they think about, is not from the spirit of deception, but it is from the righteousness of the Most High. A spiritual mind is full or being fueled by the righteousness of the Most High. What's your take on that as we end, Mruti?
Yeah, my take, my brother, is that there is no one who had a better spiritual mind than the Messiah himself.
Yes.
And we hear, like for instance, if we are reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that if the rulers of this eon knew who he was really, they would not have crucified him. Because that actually became the opening of the door of verse 9 of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of the human being the things which God has organized for those who love him. Things in the next year. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. For what human being knows the things of the human being except the spirit of the human being, which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have taken not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is of God, that we might know the things that have been graced to us under God. those things we also speak not in words which are in man's wisdom, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, judging spiritual things against spiritual things. But the soulish human being does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are stupidity to him, nor is he able to know them, because they are spiritually judged. But he who is spiritual judges up all things, yet he himself is judged up under no one. For who has known the mind of Yudhavave that he might train him? But we have the mind of the Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Now, that is the spiritual mind which we should be working in. First John chapter 5, verse 23. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an intellection that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus, the Messiah. This is the true God and life of the ear. Now, that intellection, that he has given us an intellection, he has given us a thinking through. If we want to have our minds stayed on God, we must think through things according to the mind of Christ that we have been given, not according to the mind of the flesh which we received from Adam. So that, I believe, settles the question of walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh.
I get you quite clearly there. And of course, let's see. Charlotte. Charlotte says, Shalom Baina Ka Studio and Radio Pulpit listeners. And you must love Yahuwah, your Elohim, with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. Commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 to verse 6. To have the mind of the Spirit is to be obedient to the law of Yahuwah. Shalom Baina. This is from Charlotte. Charlotte Tuda. Tuda Rabba. And Philip Masango says, what is born of God is spirit. Paul pleaded that our mind need to be converted to be like Christ. He was born of spirit. Every born again Christian must be born from the spiritual womb. That is Philip Masango there. All right, let's see. What am I jumping here? Okay, let's see. All right. I think I have said all. All right, Mam Maureen Pakula.
I'm bringing a song. But yes, the blast, it washes brighter than the snow. Jesus, it washes brighter than the snow. Jesus, it washes brighter than the snow. As you know, the snow that is bright is white. Igazi lemvana. The blood of Jesus washes us, sibe clean. Ngiyabonga prayer ray. I am giving praise to God because of I know what the God that died for me at Calvary. Hey, his blood was shed, man, was shed for us so that sizoba in community, sizokhlanganyela sazane sibuyisane nabani noNkulunkulu. Ngiyabonga bathi, oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, the blood of Jesus, commemorating his death. Thank you very much. Good evening to you, my brother, to all the pastors and listeners of Radio Pulpit. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate, ma'am. May the Father bless you abundantly. Pastor Sam, your concluding remarks. I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 21, verses 5, and it says, the plans of the diligent, lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty, surely to poverty. A spiritual mind has the plans of the Father, which are the only plans in Christ, which are diligent, which would lead to plenty. What's your take, finally, sir?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. Actually, I mean, that's where we need to come to. I mean, we need to come to that place of allowing our plans to be in the Father's end, so that we may end up in a very great destination, or end up in a very great way. Because the bottom line is, I mean, the Father knows better. And as we've been saying since we've started, that we need to let ourselves be led by the Spirit. Because what the Spirit is, everything tends to work and to work properly. Today we have a lot of introduction of things that are not of of the Father. And even today, the Bible is not properly read and properly understood, because there's so many information that have been coming to us in such a way that if we are not spiritually tuned, we will miss out the whole concept of the whole counsel of God. And the counsel of the Father is for us to stand firm whenever doctrines and teachings are coming our way, that we may be able to stand and be able even to, to confront it, to confront all these other teachings that are coming. But we cannot confront them because we are not even ourselves knowledgeable. I'm going to generalize. We're not knowledgeable about whatever that is of us, whatever we need to be learning. You know, I'll end by saying the Messiah, when he was about to go, he told the disciples, "You shall go and take the good news to the people. And what you do, those who accept, you believe, what you will teach them what I taught you." Now, the issue here today is people are not teaching what the Messiah taught, but people are teaching the Messiah or teaching other things. But it's not wrong to teach the Messiah. It's not to teach what he taught. Teach what he taught. Then it will make more sense than teaching him, because him is him. He's already there. But when we cannot teach these teachings, then we are having a problem. And now, by trying to teach it, whatever we taught, then we need to come to that place of really putting everything into whatever we do, our plans and everything, in his hands, so that at the end of the day, we may be okay.
Yeah, okay. At the end of the day, we may be all right.
We may be fine.
Sorry?
At the end of the day, we may be fine. We may be okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to thank you so much, Pastor Sam. Thank you very much, and pass our regards at home, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I will do that. And please just greet your families and tell them you love very much. Muruti Muraka, do the same, that we are together.
Muruti Muraka, thank you so much. Pass our regards at home and our well wishes, Murutuak.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much, you and Pastor Kabamba. And we also pray that you will pass and give our regards to your families. We love you, and we love the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so much. We love you too. Next week, we are going to be talking about the signs of the times. There's so much that has happened this week, and it has been happening for quite some time. So many discoveries, so many things had happened. Rumors of war are all over. And are these the signs of the times, and what kind of times are we living in? We will be looking into it next week. Thank you so much, Muruti Muraka, and thank you so much, Pastor Sam. Have a good night.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And thank you so much for listening to Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for the WhatsApps, the messages, the songs by Memorine. Thank you so much also for talking to us. And we really appreciate. Next week, we're looking into the signs of the times and what is our defense. We will be touching on that. And then, of course, also thank you very much for your spirit. Thank you very much. And, of course, we are going to be touching on the issue of the signs of the times. From me, Ray, it's been great. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty and the honor. There's no one like him in our lives. We thank him that even tonight, by his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. Have yourself a great and a powerful night, even further. Shalom.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM. On 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.